You're listening to Radio Sub Ether from Sweet Mortis Wet Setting Orange, 88.3 MHz. My guest is Bernie S. Your host is Nibbler. And Bernie, we all have heard the things about hacking, and Emmanuel also defined hacking as just being curious and not stopping to ask questions until you're satisfied. I think this is a reason why we like computers. Computers do give us the questions and never say no to us. Do you think like that, or?
Yes, curious and explorative. Someone who would explore new solutions, and if they don't like the answers they're getting, to look deeper into it to see if there may be other answers below that. Sure, and the computers are obviously one of the most powerful tools that individuals have ever had in their hands to access that information, and networks of them and so forth, like the networks that were built here at CCC Camp. It's one of the things I was impressed by was as these new technologies are being abused by our government authorities to monitor our data exchange. I was intrigued to see that a telephone network was set up here, and a network of data was set up here that's not accessible from outside, like some FTP files from like Quintessence, and this closed phone network, which could not be monitored from through the central office switches of you know, this country, Germany, which is an interesting development. I thought that you know, we can have effectively private phone conversations, at least those that can't be monitored at will by the authorities through their switch access. So this is a good thing, and I hope to see, as Emmanuel was saying earlier, I hope to see people doing this on a larger scale.
So do you think this is the reason, so what we call hackers, so the difference between hackers and, in brackets, normal people out there is that we are not afraid of the answers we get when we ask questions. Or do you think that everybody out there is prepared for the real world?
Well, I don't know if it's they're afraid of the answers so much as afraid of even asking the questions, like it is something wrong or bad to be asking questions, or questioning authority, or questioning the way things are done. All of these things, you know, come naturally to people who call themselves hackers, I guess. But I think a lot of average people are afraid to ask questions or inquire or to be inquisitive and go find answers for themselves, and it's about things that really matter, as opposed to the latest movie star or music star or something like that. They may find to focus their attention on those things, which don't really matter in the big picture. So I'm hoping that that groups like CCC, 2600, and all the other groups around the world that try to gather people from around the world to share ideas and information can help, and through sources like Radio Subether, to convince other people that this is something worth doing, that your life will change when you realize that you have in your power to really answer questions that you never even thought about asking, and it will change your life in a positive way.
So we can answer the question, is hacking a crime, since hacking is some kind of asking questions. Well, asking questions is not forbidden, so hacking is not a crime. And we will hear again after this song.
Jump.
You're listening to Radio Sub-Ether from Sweetmore into Setting Orange 88.3 MHz, and we have been hacked. Please go to the official or to the new official website of the camp, www.camp.cccde, and watch yourself. The fluffy bunny has owned us. So, funny thing, and we also verified it. It's available via the internet. And I'm talking to the NOC. Hello.
Hi.
Who are you?
Stefan from the NOC.
Okay, and did you already verify that it's not internal here?
This is a DNS cache spoofing, as we can see it. We have only, as you called us and showed us, we have 10 seconds to check, and the first view, it seems to me that the DNS cache was poisoned from the camp.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
The original site still exists, but somebody out of the network has put this IP address 81.161.144.178 put in this web page and has done a really nice work there.
Okay, then it is FNORD.
Exactly.
Okay, best greetings to the NOC. You're doing very, very good work. So partially the network is not working, but it's usually that with such a huge network, not everything is working already.
You know what will happen next? We will reboot our DNS cache.
Okay.
And maybe we put a filter on the old subnet 144. I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Then have a nice day and have an easy evening.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
So your host is Nibblum and my guest is, yep, Bernie S. Still. Bernie. Hello.
Hello. I'm laughing at this clever hack.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, when I first saw this, I laughed, and it is funny and done in good taste and good fun, and it occurred to me. But hey, in the United States where I live, that would have been considered an offense that someone could go to prison for. Just doing that simple joke, the DNS spoofing like that is a major crime. I mean, you could. Do more time in prison for that than shooting someone with a gun. What can I say? But you know, I think this is a great lesson that hackers learn every day. When you see someone exploiting a security hole, they learn that a better way to secure things. And the folks at the NOC have learned. They knew this, but they maybe overlooked it. That they can now put a filter on that block. So. It's a good thing, and this is how security improves, with constant probing and improving. So it's a good thing, these hacks.
Okay, thank you. And I think we got some music right now. We'll be back after this song.
He cut the music with so much class. Making me itch.
Official camp radio from the camp in Adlandsberg next to Berlin, the Chaos Communication Camp 2003. You can call us. Our phone number is 033-438-642-246 or the internal phone 255-55. And next to me is some guy from the Hell, which took place 2 years ago. And we already heard that they had problems with the local police and something like that, and well, just tell me something about that.
Hi, my name is Aldert Haasberg, also known as Fenrir, and I was the network organizer at Hall 2001. And basically what happened at Hall is that the secret police of the Netherlands, the BVD, or I think in Germany it's called the Bundeskriminal something,
yeah,
they approached the organization, the people of the university, and told everybody at the university where we're going to do the camp, we don't like these anarchistic people, those enemies of the state. And there was a lot of fuss about it. And the university was very strong, and they said like, well, we don't care, we trust those people, yeah, they are hackers, and yes, they are geeks and nerds, but we think they won't do any harm. And it took a lot of negotiation and using of important people in high power in Holland to actually get the camp on the road.
And so what was the final effect? What was the resolution after that?
Well, basically what happened is that the guys of, let's say, the secret police in Holland, they went overboard. They stepped one step too far. They were very aggressive in communication towards us. And the moment we talked to the right people, they came really down, played nice cop, and start being our friends, quote unquote, and really wanted to work with us and in being present. So we had some secret police on site, but we tagged them, you know, with, you know, color.
Yes.
So everybody could see who they are. And, well, you know.
That's fine, okay.
And then we gave them their own little subnet. And so that, you know, so if they were doing anything harmful, we would know.
That's great. Okay, so you have some advantage of them. And there also was this song we already heard before, Hacking is not allowed in the Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. What's about it?
I think that is true. There is a law in Holland that says that you cannot hack, or, you know, in the way we define hacking, but you can do a lot of research on your own. But I think indeed in Holland it is not allowed to enter systems who are not yours. So there's, let's say there's a fine line. If you go, by example, you go cruising with your car and you try to figure out wireless networks.
Yes.
What is the name for that?
War driving.
War driving. So if you go war driving, you can detect networks and save this with, let's say, NetStumbler to your disk and say, okay, there's this network, this is the GPS coordination, but you cannot switch DHCP on, because the moment you do that, you get a package from the network of this person or organization into your laptop, and then you're hacking, cracking, and that's illegal. So there's a big difference between, let's say, cracking and hacking in different countries in Holland, I think.
So they are two points. The first point is it's also not allowed to get advantage of unencrypted information there.
I'm not really up to date with these things, but I think that's also an issue, yeah.
Well, okay. I think Bernie S. is leaving the studio, and have a nice night.
Thank you. We'll see you later.
Yep. So, okay, and so I can also imagine that it's a big problem when you have switched on perhaps an iBook like mine with Mac OS X, which has an automatic DHCP client on it, and I just open it and use no VEP key, WEP key, no encryption, and just open it and use my AirPort accidentally, so I'm committing crime. So this
I understand what you try to say here, but there is something I think that also is in Germany and other countries, is that you are supposed to know the law. You have to know the law yourself. So yes, you are maybe innocent in your way of looking at things, but from a legal standpoint, you should not have configured your laptop to do it like that. And I think the police will not prosecute you on one mistake, but if you would go drive to town and you would hack into every network, wireless network you find, and people would complain, then there is a possibility that somebody will put you in jail. Yes.
Wonderful. Really wonderful.
Oh,
You're listening to Radio Sub-Ether from Sweet Morning to Setting Orange, 88.3 MHz, official camp radio. Next to me there is Aldred Heisenberg, aka Fenrir. So, may you please speak your name yourself?
My name is Aldred Heisenberg.
Once again, please.
My name is Aldred Heisenberg, and my IC nick is Fenrir.
Okay.
And I'm the guy with the blue hair.
After the show, you teach me speaking Dutch.
Not a problem.
Okay, you made the net at the HAL, is that right?
Yeah, I was the network, the technical organizer at HAL.
So I think you would really like to explain how you established the network there and talk some about the structure or something like that.
Well, we had one big advantage over you guys here in this remote area in Germany, is that we were on the campus of a big university. And that enabled us, or that helped us, to use their fiber infrastructure and help their internet connectivity. We could use that. So we didn't have any problems with uplink. That was all very easy for us. And in Holland, we have a lot of bunch of really good hardcore network geeks who are all friends. And so we took the whole crew and they made them responsible for making the uplink, and that worked perfectly at the end. And yeah, we had some wireless and we had some fixed UTP, and it was a big network. We had 2,800 people or something like that, so.
Okay, no problems after all, so.
Yeah, we had some problems in the beginning in getting the connectivity in place. That's because we tried to make it too beautiful, too good, too nice, too neat. That's the same problem you guys have here. Your network guys are trying to make the best result ever and cannot scale down and say like, okay guys, this just have to work. Let's make something that works and we don't care about the rest. And we had the exact same problem. And that's just how nerds geeks are, you know, it only the best is good enough. And well, you just have to live with it. So everybody who's complaining about the network here at the campsite, well, I think it's also time that you go to the network people and say, thank you that I can read my email and thank you that I can do internet here, because normally you cannot have internet at just a camping. So these guys are working their butts off. So it's very important that you also make sure that you thank these guys for what they're doing.
Okay, then, thank you. Thanks to the NOC. And do you think there will be in 2 years another network event like this, or?
Well, I'm not perfectly sure, of course, but there's something that I dubbed Hacking Extreme 2005, HEX 2005, and that's something that I came up after HAL 2001 with. I think for, well, 75-80%, I'm sure there will be another network event in Holland. I don't know where, I don't know with who, I don't know exactly who the network people will be, but I estimate there will be another Dutch event in 2005, yes.
Okay, I'm looking forward on this. And now Kraftwerk and the Robots. We'll be right back.
Subether Radio, Sascha Ludwig on the microphone, and now we have a live DJ set. It's Tom from Hannover, and he's doing the music for the next 2 hours, maybe a little bit longer, but here is he. We'll be right back.
see me in ya, going in my backyard. Taka sensi me in ya, going in my backyard. Going in my backyard, oh ah. Taka sensi minya, it a going all over, yes. Some call it weed, some are calling it ganja, some call it marijuana, some of them are call it grass, some calling it sensi. Are you listen to me? Taka sensi minya, going in my backyard. Sensi minya, going in my backyard. Maybe the taka sensi minya, going in my backyard. Oh, taka sensi minya, it a going all over. Yes.
seems to be watching the mother and pup that were near the hydrophone. There's a lot of activity, a lot.